Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Our studio is definitely getting ready to heat up. So I know I have to remind you of a certain thing. That temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have if you agree. Then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use in our studio, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Yeah, no doubt. I actually don't have anything out, so I'll just do those later. I'm sure there's a lot of great reads I could do.
Well, let me make one more reminder.
Yeah,
since we're at the top of the hour at all. These might be it right here. If there's one you need to read, it's also.
Oh no, is it?
It's also.
Oh, it is.
It's also Witch Wednesday. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday. Be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from the Hertzbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner. New menus here, people, featuring favorites like the Cali Club, the Wicked, and the Italian Grinder. What say you for lunch?
Wife's out of town. Babies are with the in-law. It was with my mom. So I might grab me a sandwich, either a Wicked or a Cali Club, go back home. Eat a little bit before I go take a little jog, you know.
I have to do something on air.
Okay.
I was sworn to carry out a directive.
Okay. Listen.
First of all, I do want the Italian Grinder or the Wicked. If you don't get the Wicked, let me get the Wicked.
Okay.
If you have the Cali Club,
that's fine. Yeah.
Because I'm kind of turkeyed out.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, right. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Okay. Steve, yeah, y'all be patient with me a couple seconds.
Yep.
I was commissioned to directly pressure you on air.
Okay.
You will not, shall not,
cannot
miss tonight's softball game.
Okay.
Commit.
Well, I can't
commit.
Yeah. I can't totally commit
to the person who requested this.
Yeah.
Steve, you're letting down the crew.
Listen.
You're being the guy that I didn't want to see.
Well, you know, here's the deal.
You can't be that guy.
Here's the deal. You've met my 2-year-old, okay? For the last 3 weeks, the wife has been in Knoxville on Wednesday nights. She's in Knoxville again tonight. Mom at church on Wednesday, can't go there. In-laws can't go there.
I can vouch for the Wednesday church
is
situation.
The issue. See, I can get out and, you know, I can get out and not go if I needed to go to a game. You cannot take that kid. Like, this is what people, and see, here's the thing. This is what bothers me is when people are like, oh, you know, like my girlfriend will watch him. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, not that I don't trust your girlfriend. Like, I don't trust him. Like, I cannot be the guy that's like, hey, man, we just watch my kid, you know, like, because I know how he is. I know how he is. Like, he's going to slap you. He's going to scream. He's going to, you know, and then he's going to be running out on the field. And I'm going to be like, what am I doing? And it's like, y'all, like, I'm sorry. I know I may be the difference in 20 runs. I understand that. But I just can't make it happen. Like, it's just, it's one of those where it's like, I'm sorry. I wish I could help. If the wife was home, I'd be there.
Well, team management, I did my job. I did my civic duty.
Yeah, that's your boy's answer.
Are they freaking out because Greer's not going to be there?
I'm not telling.
Is Greer's the stud?
I'm not talking about team business anymore on air.
Greer's calling, like, the soccer game tonight?
I was just supposed to call you out in particular.
Okay.
If you don't come, they're going
to... Texture says they'll watch my kid. Just drop him off. Well, problem solved. Shoot them a text later. Where you at?
Drop him off right now. Yeah. Go ahead and drop him off.
Yeah. Right off. By the way, I did go to my favorite grocery store. I got to throw this in there real quick. Yeah, just sit tight with me. Yeah, yeah. I want to clean my palate before we jump into the
go
good stuff.
Go for a jog is yoga spotting.
That's funny.
Well, that does happen around the neighborhood. I have noticed that.
Last night.
Wasn't a lot of yoga in Bullock County. I'm like, what are they doing?
Last night, I think I got punked out. I did the cashier conversation. I let everybody know what was going on, you know, with the little grocery store trips and the, you know, the strange situation, car pictures and all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had an incredible urge last night. Somebody made a joke about Taco Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
9:30, I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the grocery store and get my ingredients. And I just made a pot roast yesterday, and it was marinated. It was perfect. But I'm just like, no, I want these tacos, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been having a little situation with the, you know, with the weird dude. So I pull up to park, and I looked. I even called you right when I pulled up, Steve. I looked to the right, and I said, I know that ain't him. Sitting in the car, windows down. I'm looking. I don't want to stare. It's kind of dark now. But I'm like, that really looks like the dude, right? And I started to get out of my car, and I'm just like, this don't feel right, right? He's just too comfortable, and he's looking in rear views, and he's looking in, you know, he's looking around, and I'm like, but then I'm like, Marcus, that's just some random dude sitting in the parking lot waiting for his old lady.
Yeah, that's him. Oh, no.
So I started to get out my car. I got back in the car. I said, you know what? I can wait it out. You know, let me see. Let me see what's going on. Maybe he's just waiting on his people. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Now I'm like, okay, this might be him. Right, you know what right. I'm saying?
Sure.
I go to the gas station, park at an awkward angle so I can kind of see. Now I'm committed. Like you said, now I'm committed. 45 minutes. He's still sitting in that spot at 10:15 at night now, right in front of the grocery store.
So when did the cop pull up on you? Black dude in the county staring at another man for an hour and a half in a car.
Listen, that's why.
Did you think that one through?
That's what. No.
At any point?
That's the point. I change locations periodically.
You're insane.
Yes.
You're insane.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're insane.
Yes. So yeah, I'm like, absolutely. But I'm still like, why is he still sitting there?
Yeah.
I'm like, is he waiting for it to close?
Yeah. Yeah.
So point being, I had pot roast for dinner.
Okay. Okay. Fair
and
enough.
Not tacos. T-shirt hooligans has finally made their way
we've been waiting
into 93.9 Studios. What is going on, gentlemen? Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Thanks for having us on, first of all.
Yeah.
My name is Alan. On Twitter, I go by Al. Also, I'm with Trav today. He's the lead designer. Say hey, Trav.
Rep Louisville. What's up, y'all?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, appreciate you guys having us and the hospitality.
Yeah, man. You know, no, look, we were excited to get you guys in. I will say this right off the bat. I was really excited to see, and I'm going to say this so that way I don't want this to come off offensive by any stretch of the imagination, but I think when we heard NIL, a lot of people immediately thought like big companies, you know what I'm saying? I was always in the camp that I'm like, I don't know that just a bunch of big companies are going to do that
or be maneuverable enough to pull it off.
To be able to do that. And I thought it was amazing to see you guys kind of jump into the forefront of this and be the first people that, of course, you know, I mean, we know the shirts. We obviously know your designs have been incredible. The U of L thinks so too, I believe. we'll stay away from that.
Stay in this lane, right?
Yeah, but no, but they are awesome. Yeah, so, and everybody knows that.
But anyway.
I'm sorry.
That's pretty funny. Yeah,
that we all know that. So everybody who knows. Right. But I thought it was cool to kind of see y'all. So before we kind of get into some announcements and some different things, man, can you kind of go into like how that came about? Like what y'all started with?
So, I mean, it all starts with relationships.
Yeah.
There's a couple of current players that I've had a relationship with even before started making t-shirts. And that's just with being with Big Red Louie, now with stateoflouisville.com, writing articles. Trav and I kind of, in lack of better term, we just kind of stay in the streets when it comes to that. Yeah. And so ear to the street is very important. Word of mouth is very important. And making sure that the family environment that we have, like I consider Trav family, a brother, that we kind of bring that, any player or family that comes along, we kind of incorporate that with them as well.
Well, it's cool that you guys have a relationship like that because, like, we work together, and people don't know, I legitimately don't like him. It's
like, no matter how it sounds on the radio,
as soon as the show goes off,
we don't speak. We go, we use different elevators.
I could tell when he was telling his taco story, and you're like, yeah. So you almost shot somebody. That's cool.
listen, that is terrible, man. That is terrible. I do like him, but that was kind of my point. That is a big deal. So,
okay. So,
you're, so the NIL comes out, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I like to tag to kind of piggyback what Steve was saying. Your whole deal didn't feel like capitalism. It didn't feel like y'all were trying to take advantage. It felt like you legitimately, hey, let's do this together. Let's all, like, we all have this a common goal. I think that's the best thing about the business we're in. When we get advertisers or sponsors, you know what I'm saying? We all are feel like we're helping each other. We don't feel like we are capitalizing, jumping on your back or, you know, trying to make money off you. It's kind of like, no, we all like, I know you want your brand out. I want your brand out. We want our brand out. Let's brand together and let's, you know.
No hiding. We all want to make money.
Right.
So,
let's find the best way that we can profit. So y'all have really carried that energy. And I just want to say, like, is that particular something y'all as a business plan, like, did you say, okay, we want to make sure everyone knows we are doing this as a group?
Yeah. So what's funny is, I mean, we both have day jobs, you know, that's the bread and butter of what we do. This is a side gig, has never been more than anything except a side gig. And we started off actually, and shout out to Maddie Nice for the homie. He is always hooked up with us, always hooked up, charities, things like that. We've done a lot of stuff pro bono. Because, like, and I'll tell people,
please don't hesitate. Like, please reiterate. You've done much charitable work for, you know, for a local cause.
Right, so, and I hate doing that. Like, I gave money to somebody, everybody look at me. It's not like that.
I know,
But it's just, and like, so with the TBT thing, right, we hooked up with Keith Otto, and our thing was like, what can we do to help to get this off the ground?
Yeah.
The exposure is fun. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But all the money, you know, people have DM'd me like, hey, I bought a t-shirt and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, put that in a shrine somewhere because it's going to be worth a lot more down the road.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't give you money back because I don't have any money to give you.
Yeah.
I think Keith has done a good job of giving all that money back.
Sure. Sure. And those were great shirts. Like if you bought one, for the love of God, if you're listening to the show, if you bought one of those shirts, wear the freaking shirt. It's an awesome shirt. Like, even if the team's not playing, God, like, worst human being on planet. I need my $15 back or whatever. Like, shut up. Yeah. So, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, or is it that texter? Who's worse?
Probably. I don't know. Please don't even read this.
Okay. I'm sure you guys have some of the numbers memorized. Like,
he is. No. Trust me. We have them marked, and there's some when they pop up, we just scroll
it's
right
like
on.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Okay, so moving forward, what's the plan? Like, what's the growth potential, or just kind of keep your nose grinding and, you know, kind of explain where you're going from here?
Yeah, like, I mean, we're not trying to build a skyscraper downtown or anything, but I think it's for the most part it's fun. I'm in communication with either it's a parent, a player that only wants it to be him, or an agent. More often than not, it's a parent or an agent. But we just kind of try to be transparent with them, and we just tell them, like, this is fun, and, you know, our big thing is the journey is the the happiness, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean?
For me,
something
yeah,
like that.
Oh, yeah, that, we live by that.
That's so right. We just try to live in the moment and keep it fun. And I think the players right now are having fun, and it's still preseason for everything. So,
Inspiration Designs. Where do you get most of your inspiration from? Do you just, are you a doodler and you just kind of keep going?
I'm going to tell you what I do, man. I look at a picture, and then I do the whole design in my head. I mean, it just comes natural, man. I've been doing it for so long, man.
You just made everybody just so happened. Angry right now. Just,
I already know, man.
No, so you don't know how it. You say you see the picture, you see the design.
Yeah, it just comes.
Okay,
man.
Do you go computer? Do you go paper to, you know?
The only time I might touch the paper is if I'm doing a logo, mm-hmm. and I might, you know, sketch it out. Mm-hmm. But everything's pretty much on the computer. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I would do the whole design in my head. And then when I hit that computer, it's nothing to do. I can do it fast.
Okay, how many alterations do you make? Okay, you have a design in your head. You're watching something. Now you're saying, okay, maybe I should add something here. Do you change what your original design is?
Sometimes I do, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do.
Do you change it to make it more palatable for people? Or do you trust your own eyesight? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes you like your work, but you're like, I don't know if they're ready for this one. You know what I'm saying?
I do have work like that. And I've done some edits that I posted, mm-hmm. and a few people done had, you know, little comments, kind of didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But, man, I just pretty much do me and keep it moving. They like it, they like it. They don't, they don't.
Okay,
I'm going to keep making.
So you don't feel like, give me a time where there was one that you just knew it was a hit. And it wasn't a hit. Or give me one non-hit that turned out great, you know, that people really took to.
Man, you know one I did that I don't think nobody paid attention to was, you know, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
I did one of Mac and Walls.
Uh-huh.
Posted it.
You were waiting for the hit?
They didn't do nothing. Nothing.
So that one kind of hurt your feelings a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, so was there one that you didn't think much of and kind of took off?
No, it could have been the Kobe when he passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was so much flood, man. That one kind of made a move. I had a whole lot that done made moves, man.
That surprised you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I did one. I actually did two of Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
I did one of him take notes. I did another one, Spiders Can Fly.
Right.
And he shared one of them, and man, it hit like 100,000 likes.
Wow.
And I was like, damn.
That's awesome, man.
Right.
Yeah, just
get some acknowledgement, you know. Yeah, and we're kind of the same way. The acknowledgement, a lot of times, again, we all, of course, want to make money, but the acknowledgement is the rush.
That part right there.
Yeah, just know, I like what you're doing. It's like, man, I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, so give out all the information one more time so everybody can, Al Travis. Like,
let me ask really quick before we get to that. Sure. Just really quick to Travis. So, like, have you ever applied at U of L? Like, to...
Man, I applied for U of L 3 times.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I got receipts to where I've talked to some people that told me to put the app in.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get back to you when we're going to do interviews and nothing happened.
Okay.
But you are on the list.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Have you gotten discouraged?
I did a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I did tweet to somebody. I didn't have a desire anymore to be there with them.
Yeah. Was that frustration?
It was frustration and just seeing me being ignored by the people who I was talking to at first.
Sure.
And it was just weird, man. But I do have
a
support system.
Yeah, and
they're all saying Louisville people that support me. Coaches.
And
some love.
You know, and I want to say this, just so it's not misinterpreted what you're saying.
Yeah.
He feels that way. I feel that way. There are times where it's like, I need answers on something, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't get, I said, but you're still like, we all have our moments. So, I just want to tell you that you're not an isolated incident. at here, at any other university. This is how, you know.
I just didn't want to let the moment pass on the air.
Yeah, what I saying.
Know the listeners we have and the listeners we have over there to kind of like put that out there that, I mean, I think
you'd that, be that, yeah, that you are a, yeah, that you are a serious guy
and about I, and, your design. And I think I can say that and say I think the people over there do a great job too. Right. I understand that, but I mean, I definitely would hope the next time those come around that you're up for that. Right. So I'm glad to hear that your name's been in there and that yep. I would absolutely support that.
I would encourage you not to get discouraged.
Yeah. So absolutely, man.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I did do work for U of L back in 2016-17 when Coach Phil was here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach Phil reached out to me, was like, man, I need you. Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you.
Yep, he's a great guy.
That's what he did, man.
Yeah, he's a good
exactly
dude, man.
What he did.
Okay,
that's awesome.
So I'm absolutely, glad the energy's bro. Still good.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to hear
okay,
that.
Okay, we can reach you. I want designs done by you.
Yeah. Any announcements you got coming that you can let us know of? Like, I'm curious.
Take advantage of the millions of listeners right now.
Yeah, so I mean, we have some huge announcements today, and some more huge ones next week. The big one right now, and you know what? I got this tweet in drafts anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and post it. But we have a T-shirt dropping today of a player that's playing right now, a hometown hero. If you haven't guessed it already, it's Marshawn Ford's T is dropping right this second.
Oh, wow.
It just got tweeted. So it's out there.
I know y'all knew you had to announce something on this show. I would have been extremely disappointed had you not given somebody an exclusive announcement. Marshawn Ford T-shirt dropping.
We're surprised. Listen, this is one like with Keith. We actually knew the players before. We're as surprised as anybody. So we can get. So that brings us to Dre Davis has a shirt with you guys.
Dre Davis. Yep.
Mike James has a T, and then we got Marshawn Ford
now we got a football guy. Yep.
We have
some more this week. I might as well say it now because it's all happening this week. Friday, look out for Yasir Abdullah's Astro Boy shirt.
Yeah.
And actually, these are like a little bit of a curveball from what you've been seeing us drop of these players lately. So these are really cool.
And don't forget, people, don't let this get lost in the sauce.
Yeah,
Marshawn Ford may be the best tight end in ACC.
He's going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, right. So, like, don't just brush over the fact that you got an opportunity to buy some early stock by throwing in your little Marshawn T-shirt. Just keep that in mind.
Absolutely. And also, you know, shout to Marshawn. His was a effort by committee, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like his family is very involved with it. His uncle, his parents. So anyway, thank you all for letting us be
shout out to Charles.
Shout out to Uncle Charles. Yeah, told you I'd do it, man. But actually, you beat me to it. But actually, we have some partnerships, some new partnerships that are. This is not. Nobody knows this. I think Trav knows. I know, and the players and families know.
Very cool.
So I have three football players that new partnerships I'm announcing right now. We have Adonis Boone.
Okay.
We have another hometown boy and running back Aiden Robbins.
Wow. Okay.
Emmanuel. Okay. And just this morning, this is the newest development. This morning was Yaya Diaby. Confirmed.
That's my guy. That's my guy, man.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm listening.
We're going to have to talk about you getting a little heavy with your claim.
What do you mean?
We're going to have to talk about this Roosevelt Wheeler situation.
What about Roosevelt Wheeler?
You've been a little heavy-handed with trying to steal Roosevelt lately.
Why? Because he was my guy. You tried to steal David Johnson from me. Back in the day. Well, you can have him. Whatever. That's fine. He's gone now.
As soon as he's gone, you can have him.
That's your guy.
Okay, so Twitter handles. Throw them out.
Yeah, so Twitter, it's at Hooligan T-shirt. Is mine. Also, you know, at Alan the Dorks, and that's kind of like my sidebar stat thing. Whatever.
Sure, yeah.
That's
just me. It's a great follow. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And Trav is, at Rep Louisville?
At Rep Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then, of course, you know, follow, if you don't know Maddie Nice, go follow Maddie. He's cool as hell.
I may have cut you off before you gave your last player announcement.
Oh, I got one more.
Okay. Sorry
about that. But it's a basketball guy. I thought we were staying football, and then we're like, oh, yeah.
Listen.
We got one basketball guy.
Take advantage.
Now, this was a long time coming. He wanted to see what we had to offer before he committed.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Some are like, yeah, let's see, you know, let's jump in and then we'll play it as, you know, as we go.
Sure.
But this is a transfer from Marshall, Jared West.
Oh, okay.
He's on board.
Now, listen, let me just break this down really quick. Did you hear what they just said? This is a guy that's point guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let me just see everything first. I kind of like that. Like, now I'm totally getting off on sports here. Like, dove head first.
We're turning
here.
This business into all sports topics.
I break down the psychology of every player. I'm like, I kind of like that. So, anyways, but yeah, okay. So, that's very cool. So, if they want a website, like, for somebody that doesn't have Twitter, because I know it's crazy to think, but, like, people will text, and we're on here, and we forget. We're like, you know, not everybody has Twitter. Like, yeah. And I'm like, I just assume. So where, if I don't have any social media like that or whatever, where can I go get shirts?
Well, I learned from Tony Melito that you're supposed to repeat things that are important. So,
hey, he's a great dude.
Is he?
He's a great freaking guy.
I'd party with him, for sure.
He is a great dude.
So in the way he does things, I'll just go tshirthooligan.com, tshirthooligan.com, tshirthooligan.com.
T-shirthooligan.com.
We appreciate you coming in, joining us, giving us a little bit of your time.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Much success.
Appreciate it.
Much success with more partnerships. And like I said, if you do your clients right and your customers right, like I say, you definitely will have continued success. We'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200 plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. In case you're wondering why you have to listen to my awkward and annoying laugh coming out of break.
Woo!
There's some things going on right now in Twitterverse. And while it is funny to see the reactions, I still have to be Uncle Maben in this conversation. So, Steve, can you paraphrase what just kind of what energy is kind of going around the Twitter sphere right now?
Well, let me just read it straight from the horse's mouth here.
and people, okay, I'll be Uncle Maben after you're done.
Okay. If you're worried about how Kofi Coburn will fit with Oscar Tshiebwe on Kentucky's crowded roster, you can stop now.
Wait. On Kentucky's crowded roster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The momentum is in Illinois' favor in the final days before Coburn's Friday announcement, and it's unlikely that the All-American big man will transfer to the University of Kentucky for his return to college basketball.
Wait. Unlikely?
One source told KSR that the Kentucky coaching staff is not expecting Coburn to join the team, and the interest on Kentucky's side wasn't as high as many believed.
I'd fire the whole staff if that was true.
That could be a misdirection on UK's end and a losing effort, but the likely scenario is John Calipari was uninterested in... uninterested in Coburn... because he's good with sheep. Uninterested in Coburn. Because he was good.
Oh my gosh.
Listen. While I do wish I could enjoy the laughs simultaneously.
Like, look.
That's a setup.
No. Look, here's
Steve,
the thing.
That's a trap.
It's not.
Look, don't fall for that.
Blame people all the time. You scolded Drew this morning. You're not going to steal this one from us. This is awesome.
This is a trap.
This is awesome. This and is I'm not living with you for 3 days. He's still going to go there and kick our butts and we're going to suck.
This is a trap, Steve.
No.
This is a misdirection. This is.
They just said. He didn't want Coburn because he was good with Oscar Tshiebwe.
Steve, this is not. This is a trap. How many times you like?
This is the most funny thing. Even if
it has potential.
Even if Marcus Carr doesn't come to Louisville. Okay,
you'd sacrifice Marcus Carr not coming to avoid.
Hell yes. To avoid Coburn going there?
You sign up for that right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Deal.
Deal.
And that's even after knowing he's not going now.
Just to make sure you'd sacrifice Carr.
I could not have had Kofi Coburn over there in Kentucky.
This is a trap,
he's
Steve.
He's the best big man in America.
This is a trap, Steve.
Absolutely not.
This is a trap, Steve.
I mean, so here's the thing. The perfect thing is I mean... Look, even if Carr doesn't come to Louisville, okay, you know what we'll do? We'll say, okay, well, I like the guards and stuff, but I'm going to say, look, Louisville's backcourt right now is a number one JUCO, is a guy who's second all-time in Conference USA history, and a guy who broke the freshman three-point record at Florida. But at no point on planet Earth
am I going to make
the statement Chris Mack stopped recruiting Marcus Carr or didn't care about Marcus Carr because he was good with name the player.
You're right.
Because that would not be true. Now, look, if they would have said, okay, we're not going to get Coburn, but we still have some pieces. We still have some pieces there in the front court, and we feel like, okay, we can work with that. Okay, fine. But to even try to acknowledge let me read it verbatim again. Likely scenario is Calipari was uninterested in Coburn because he's good with Tshiebwe. There is talk that Calipari never even spoke to Coburn. If he never spoke to Coburn, he should be fired now. You hired their whole staff. Coburn just said Antique was my guy. Kentucky's a serious option for me. If you didn't talk to Kofi Coburn, you should be fired immediately. Like, you're not sane, dude.
Bet Kenny Payne would have landed.
I would run. I'm not going to say that. Yeah. Bet Kenny Payne would have got him.
I guarantee Kenny Payne would have had him out of high school in the first place.
Gosh.
Steve.
This is gold.
Brian Hall, what say you? Is it a trap or not a trap?
The Kofi Coburn?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that whole article is BS. I think that there's no way. I think that it probably. This is Calipari saying, you're not coming here, so I'm going to make it seem like we didn't really recruit you that hard.
So you really don't think he's going there?
I mean, I thought originally he was for sure going there. Now I'm kind of – I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards him possibly going back to Illinois.
Keith Farmer says, I can tell you I've also heard on good sources Kofi Coburn is not coming to UK. It didn't even get to the point where him and Cal talked.
This is not true. Listen, if this is true, I want another hour. And at the fourth hour, I'm going to the hospital.
There's no way. There's no way he didn't talk to him.
Let me see. The fourth hour would be...
No, I hope he didn't talk to him. I hope that's the case. If so, that shows
even if you're saying, oh, no, we're going after the Jalen Duren kid. Go ahead. Put Jalen Duren on Kofi Coburn. Go ahead. Put him in the post and put that freshman. I don't care if he's ranked number one, two, or three. Put that freshman on Kofi Coburn and give him the ball.
Steve, I don't want to join this conversation if you really – do you really – okay. Keith Farmer tweeted that out?
Yes. KSO. I mean, like, no, this is legit.
This is misdirection, Steve. And shocking to Rod's turn of
you have a disease. Yeah. No, yeah, no. If texters, you should text in. Yes. If Marcus jumped on you, you should jump on him right now. You should jump on him right this second.
Even with Dick Vitale tweeting out. Okay, that's how we'll know. If Dick Vitale tweets out something about Kofi Coburn does have some flaws, then I'll believe it. Is that a good deal?
Fair enough.
If Dick Vitale tweets something, anything anti-Kofi Coburn, Steve.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Listen, some of the usual suspects, how do they seem to be taking this news, Steve? Let me guess. They start turning around on Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how this Kofi Coburn news some kind of way turns into something about Marcus.
Do you know what Kofi Coburn had on Luka Garza last year?
I was Luka Garza.
26-8.
The player of the year, Luka Garza.
Yeah. 26-8. This is the best news I've ever received. Because
this is
about my rival. About somebody not going to my rival.
Is this gonna be this?
Y'all, listen, I was that scared me.
No, because listen, we talked about that last time. No, Texas. It didn't already start, did it? Don't tell me that's true. Cause I'm running the show right now. And Steve is allowed to scour Twitter during the show. I have to like quarterback this show, so I don't get to mess around on Twitter. But all I know is when stuff like this comes, you can wait like clockwork.
Louisville fans, they're excited. They're trying to change the narrative in Marcus Carr.
Y'all just heard Steve Rummage say he would trade away Marcus Carr and his child.
Maybe not my child.
To avoid.
Maybe not Marcus, but you know.
But you think about it.
I wanted no part. No
yeah,
part.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Steve. Because I know what you're saying. It's not just I don't want any part of that in the rivalry game. I don't want y'all to get to watch him on your team the whole year. Even if you had a regular decent record, I don't want you to get to watch him power dunk in your uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Just the look.
Mm-hmm. No, he's it's like Rutherford said. Rutherford's like, look, yeah, Sheboy might be okay, but like, hey, dude, he's Thanos, man. like Kofi Coburn looks like Thanos. Like you're like
that's a good
yeah, I know.
That's a good little reference.
Like you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? Hey, an 18-year-old kid, if they get okay, fine, I can you know, hey, he's probably good, whatever, but I can deal with that. Kofi Coburn, I ain't deal with that. I'm looking at my bigs going side by side, going, what?
And again, y'all, this isn't new. This Kofi Coburn conversation is not new. Steve and myself were just like when we get mad at Mac, we were like a year ago, we were getting mad at Mac. Like, I want one of those.
Yeah.
How can Illinois get one of those and I don't have one? Well, but nobody has one. Look, I think you said that to me, Steve. Marcus, nobody has one of those in college.
No, nobody has a Kofi Coburn except Illinois.
So what? Give me a percentage.
Of what?
Of do you believe he's still?
Oh no! If there's that much fire, I mean, if there's that much spin coming out of the Kentucky,
who has a better chance? Us with Marcus Carr or Kentucky with Kofi?
Well, us with Marcus Carr at the moment, because like I said, the Kentucky spin doesn't come out like that. Like there may
this
be,
was a heavy spin.
There may be a little like if they were trying to it'd be like, well, you
if
know,
they were trying to sandbag,
it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, yeah sandbag yeah,
it's
it a little
be
bit
tough, but we're gonna see. You know, they would be doing you know like what really kind of what we're doing with Texas. Like it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough to get him. You know.
No, but we really think it's tough to get
well,
him
no,
out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it would be a little more like that than it would be. I mean, Cal's fine with Sheboy. Cal watches Sheboy on a daily basis, and he's like, "What? We don't need Kofi Coburn. I got Sheboy." Did Sheboy get benched at the West Virginia?
You heard intern Charles explain to us exactly what he didn't like about Oscar Tshiebwe.
Yeah.
He got replaced by Culver, and he pouted.
Yeah. What? And then you say, but they're still going after the Duren kid. What do you think that's going to do to Tshiebwe? It's like, I guess all of a sudden now Tshiebwe's not good again? Okay.
And again, when he told me what the – listen, the rivalry side of me, once Charles told us about Sheboy's shortcomings, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you dropped that smoke bomb. Yeah, you dropped that smoke bomb into your rival's locker room.
Oh, yeah.
You dropped that chemistry into their locker room.
Oh, yeah.
The pouty chemistry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you watch coach and new coach Chin Coleman and Orlando Antigua come in. You watch that cocktail.
Yeah,
of attitude and personality, it's kind of funny. Just even let me get to this phone line real quick. I know we're at the end. We just need to bully another hour. Falon, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Long time no hear.
Hey, what's up? I just googled that KS Fire story. It says if you're worried about him going to touch, you shouldn't worry about it.
So. Yeah. No, I don't buy it. Listen, I mean, I'll see you though.
I don't buy it either because it's going to come back Friday and be all over,
but,
you know.
But listen, Steve is right. I am being loser mentality right now.
Oh, yeah, they're going to gloat on the afternoon show because, you know, he going to just rub it in and start screaming and yelling like he didn't win the lottery or something. So I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Mm.
Appreciate the call. So, what are we supposed to do with this one, Steve?
Oh, listen, breathe easy. Go get you a nice witch. Go home. Cut it. Know that you're not going to look at that monster in a blue and white jersey. I'm a root for Illinois. Hey.
Texter says,
let's go Illini.
UK is in turmoil.
Yeah, there's turmoil over there. You brought a whole coaching staff over and still couldn't get the guy.
How did you not get this? Surely this is a ploy. This is all... Listen, all the media is getting together right now to just set this up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to set this up to be the biggest get of the entire offseason. Right?
Sure.
I mean, this is going to be like, it's going to vault them when they steal them at the last minute. It's going to vault them to number one in the country, right? That's what it has to be.
Fair enough.
They're going to say UK is just loaded now that they got Kofi.
It's not going to happen.
30-0.
Yeah, no. Well, no, that's not going to happen. But yeah, no, that's great news.
I'm gonna enjoy reading about this. Just because of the angst that's in the air. Listen, y'all.
I mean, dude, they knew it. Like I was listening on my run yesterday.
I can smell it.
Oh, dude, yesterday. I mean, James was just
when we add Kofi.
Oh, dude, yeah. When we add Kofi, you know, hey, I'm not worried at all. I'm not. You know, it's Calipari. Coach O, not worried at all. Not worried 1 second about this.
Because once we get Kofi here, he's the key piece.
Oh, man. This is perfect, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I do want to see how much Marcus Carr this is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
What does this mean? What does this mean for Louisville fans and Marcus Carr?
Yeah, well, maybe if they had, Texas right. Maybe if they'd hired Brad Underwood from Illinois. Yeah, coach.
Just get the whole entire staff. Just
move the arena to Champaign.
If you got to take two of the coaches, just take the whole thing. Just
Hey, let's just swap teams.
Sheboy better be like 20-15. If I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm like, that dude better dominate. Like, if I read that, like, because seriously, and write this down. If Carr doesn't come to Louisville, and they say they didn't want him because of what they have, I will call them a liar. And call, like, dude, no, you need, then you can't.
You will recruit. Call you will call your staff a liar.
You need to be reevaluated.
If you say, no, we're just okay with what we got. We didn't try to add.
Yeah.
The interest was just one way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, then you look.
Say,
you,
hey, listen, you're not telling me the truth right now.
You need to be reevaluated. And again, people's going to try to tell you, like, oh, well, now if you didn't get him, you can't say that. Look, the backcourt is good. Like, we got a backcourt. Would it be extremely better with Carr?
We wanted to add Carr
him. Better than all three of our guys? Yes.
Would you sacrifice not getting Carr to avoid Kofi Coburn of Kentucky?
Yes. I could not have
had better news to end your win.
I could not have Kofi Coburn there, man.
Oh, fun show. As always, 8150-93.9 is the number. 3831-93.9 is the text line. YouTube channel, as always, made for the Ville. Middays of Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.